My name is Royda Shawki. I am working on Shabab al-Nahrain. That means the youth of two rivers. Our program is about 15 minutes long, mainly for youth. What we're trying to do in this episode is make people send their girls to school. A lot of men died in the war, so actually we have a lot of women. They're not educated. They don't have an idea. They don't know the world. The girl, she wants to learn about the world. She wants to know what's going on there. She wants to be a part of the society. And what kills me the most is when she's saying, when people outside in the society are going to someone's house with her family and they ask her, in which grade are you? That's the moment that she feels very low. A lot of girls are being neglected. It's all about the traditions and the way they live their life. That's why we chose this topic. Why would I not stop her from school? If the guys go, why would I let the girl go, you know? The girl, eventually, there's a husband for her waiting. He's using a very, very important issue, which is, yeah, our guys, the men, our sons, finish school, finish their universities, but there are no jobs. So why would we let the girls study? For what? Even if the guys can't find work, the woman will find? Did you hear that? A lot of studying will make people get divorced. If she studies, she will be very stubborn. And the guy will not like that. I'm saying here in the basic stuff, how can she teach her children in the future? Or how can she give them medicine if she can't read?
This expert
is claiming that they should go to school because there should be a law. Like in Holland, there's a law that you go to school definitely till you're 16. After that, you have a choice. These people who we spoke to are in a small village. If I talk to people in Iraq and Baghdad, mainly Baghdad, they're more modern. A lot of them go to universities. A lot of them are girls who go to university trying to make something out of it, which is very important because we all believe in the higher level of the Iraqi society that the first thing you should do is get your degree. My mother did not want to get married till she finishes her degree. I'm talking about what? About 50 years ago. So we don't have this. It's just because the wars that Iraq has been through, their mind, it's numb. Mainly what they think about is security, how to keep my honor, and then most important, get them married because then people won't talk about me. Whew. She's saying, I hope, I wish I could go back to school. Having a diploma is just like having a weapon in your hand. This song is similar to what she's saying. He's saying she's a small girl, she doesn't know anything. I'm saying a lot of men are scared of educated women. He says no. There might be some men like that, but mainly if he's educated, it shouldn't be a problem at all. I'm saying when a woman will be educated, she'll know her rights. That will affect the marriage? He says yes. She knows all the laws, she knows what she can and she cannot do. If a woman does not know her rights, she would be put in a corner, you know, because she doesn't know what to do. She thinks what he does is good, like hitting. If a woman knows her rights, she won't let her man hit her. He's saying, this is our thing. From your family's house to your husband's house. This is how they deal with the girls. He's saying, don't go back to medieval time. Be good in your head and give her a place in the society. So this is a traditional song from a very old singer, which is actually very respected in the Iraqi society. The main point is asking them, do you want to change? Do you want to hear something different?